Welcome to my very first Wisdom Wednesday. Each week, I'll be bringing you a short 5 to 10 minute episode with some of my favorite bits of wisdom that have been shared on Online Marketing Made Easy in the past. With over 500 episodes, it's easy to forget or recall strategies or mindset shifts that you've learned along the way. Some clips will be from my solo episodes and others will be from interviews I've done. Both will have something in common. They are invaluable tidbits of wisdom worth hearing over and over again. I'm so glad that you'll be joining me every Wednesday, so be sure to share these quick little knowledge-filled episodes with your entrepreneurial friends. They might need to hear them as well. Enjoy! Okay, so one question I get asked a lot when I talk about free content is my students will say, Amy, so if I'm putting out free content every week, what's the difference of what I'm putting in my course? So if I do Facebook Lives every week and then I sell my course, like what am I doing in a Facebook Live versus what I put in the paid course? Now, I'm a big believer in repetition and giving your audience snippets of what you're actually going to be teaching in your paid course. I actually love when my students of Digital Course Academy get into the program and they already have heard some of the principles, some of the strategies and tools that I'm teaching them. I find it helpful because it's not the first time they're hearing it. Repetition is the mother of skill. And so I love that they have some kind of understanding of the concepts I teach. If they follow my podcast or if they watch my Facebook Lives, then they buy a paid course and they're like, oh, I've heard this. But then in my course, I go deeper. I add it to a step-by-step roadmap. I give more examples. I make it more how-to. So it's okay if some of your free content overlaps with the concepts in your paid course. In your paid course, that's the roadmap. You're going deeper. You're doing more handholding in your course. But don't be afraid of a little overlap. It's not a big deal. And actually, I really genuinely think that it helps your students. Also, and this is a big one, listen to your audience. What are they saying to you? What are they asking for? You've heard this before, but I've got to say it. What are their pain points? What are they worried about? Your audience will tell you what they want, but you have to be willing to listen. And if you're like, Amy, my audience is not talking. One of the reasons why your audience doesn't talk is one, you don't ask enough questions. And two, maybe your content isn't really resonating with them. So again, when you ask them questions about themselves and where they're struggling and what they need and want, when they start to tell you, you start to create content that just hits the mark. So it's just kind of this circle that you're going to go in. I'm going to create content. I'm going to see how it resonates. If it doesn't, I'm going to get feedback. I'm going to keep creating content. So I could talk about content till I'm blue in the face. Like to me, this is what built my business. I believe that this is the part of my business that makes me special because I care so much about it. And I think that it could serve you well. So that's why I wanted to bring this up here. Now, if you struggle with content creation, another thing that can boost your content creation creativity, say that one 10 times fast, your content creation creativity is to consume content that is not at all related to your niche or your business. I love this tip and I give it to my students often. So what this means is that I want you to listen to podcasts and read books that have nothing to do with the work you do. So for me, that means I'll read books and listen to podcasts and watch movies that have nothing to do with entrepreneurship or, of course, list building, course creation, webinars, like my area of expertise, but just like nothing to do with building a business. And when I do this, it boosts my creativity. It allows me to think beyond just what's in front of me. We get so robotic about what we do that we got to shake things up a little bit. So you can't spend all your time inside your niche with people that do exactly what you do. In fact, one of my friends is a health coach, and she was always spending her time within her area of expertise. So she would listen to health podcasts, read health and personal development books. She'd even watch documentaries similar to what she was teaching in her business. And guess what? She got totally burned out. Like, she didn't want to hear anything more about health and wellness. She's a health coach. Like, that is not good, right? But I can totally relate. I have definitely been there. So what she did is she would shake things up when this was happening, and she'd start to go outside of her niche. And that's exactly what I'm encouraging you to do. Give yourself permission to consume things that don't align with your business. For example, you all know this, one of my guilty pleasures, can you fill in the blank? Like, who knows me so well that they could fill in the blank? Well, if you said Crime Junkies podcast, you are 100% right. So I am definitely always stepping outside of my area of expertise in order to fuel my mind and just kind of entertain myself a little bit as well. God forbid we have fun in the mix, right? So have a little fun with this. So here's my challenge to you. Take your list building efforts and content creation efforts up a notch between your launches moving forward. I want you to be intentional with how you're doing this and be intentional about the content you're putting out into the world.